Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Due to technical difficulties, we join crab diving already in progress.
In France, do they have places like Alabama?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Alabama's pretty fucking
Well, yeah, they do. I believe they do.
I don't know. Just driving through the middle of the country, you're just like, oh, God, on election day, you guys stay home and let your smart friends vote or something. I don't mean to sound like a dickhead, but geez. Apologies, but fuck.
Thanks for joining us here today, this lovely Monday, the 5 of June from our inaugural broadcast.
Hello.
Pensacola, Florida, after traveling across the farging country. We are here, y'all, in Rick Scott land. This is our new governor.
I haven't even thought of that.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What does he stand for? Nothing good.
We're gonna keep talking here.
Oh, is it not working?
I think there may have been a connectivity issue, but
here we are in Florida.
But if this is the first time you're hearing us, then hey everybody, welcome to our first show from Pensacola, Florida.
I just checked the feed, the live thing, and it seems like we're working.
Does it sound like we're working? Okay.
Yes.
I got some weird error messages.
God.
Here on the new setup, we might be a little discombobulated. We just moved in 2 days ago, and a little bit smaller area. Not only by much,
Wait, talking about this studio?
Yeah, I
was about to say I like it. I like the setup.
I mean the whole house, the whole
setup. House is indeed smaller, but the rent is smaller by half, so
it's much better.
God.
And already there's I don't want to give away too much of our locale.
No, you do not.
Close by, there's a really cool...
Don't say, listen.
There's a really cool something.
Yeah, because it's not going to be hard for them to figure out what the fuck you're talking about, okay?
It's a titty bar.
Yes. I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but here's where I'll take over. I'm from this area, and I know how many of those across the street there are. One. If you name the type...
So I shouldn't...
Don't even say
I shouldn't
even...
Okay.
We can't get cute here. These are rednecks.
Okay. We will try to be a little more stealthy here Pensacola, Florida.
Unlike, you know, how they handle things over at the Trump administration. You know, he just walks around giving out state secrets like they're, after
God's
dinner
sake.
Mints. Do you want to know where a submarine is?
He's so busy tweeting the past couple of days. And then there was a story, before we even get to the headlines, there was a story I saw that Kellyanne Conway, who, I mean, just really a Skeksis with blonde hair.
Let's try to be fair and balanced.
And I don't mean looks. I'm not ugly shaming her.
She is ugly. But
on the inside, I believe.
Oh, yes.
I just don't know how.
Hideous on the inside.
Somebody one time said to her, how can you look your kids in the eyes and you know what I mean, and be like, this is what mommy does for a living? And she kind of rightfully got upset, like, don't you ever bring my kids into it or whatever. But honestly, how these legacies, do these people care about what their children are going to think about them, what history is going to think about them? Mitch fucking McConnell, just no way he cares.
Yeah.
In history is going to be.
What do you think Kellyanne Conway's paycheck is like every week? Like, do you think it's...
Oh, she
think
gets
it's
millions
like
a year.
Thousands,
well,
thousands a week.
Well, now she's a public servant, so there's a salary cap on whatever... She's a aide to the president or whatever. Right, I believe there are salary caps, but
she's an aide. She's more like aides.
When she was a consultant to the campaign, I think they can pay her what she wants. She probably made millions.
Yeah. God, how disgusting.
I think. Right. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. That's another thing that should be regulated.
And that
how much you can spend on campaigns, like other countries, like adult countries where they have you can vote. They vote on the weekends and you can, you know, anyway.
I got to tell you, I mean, it is disconcerting. I was listening to Lady Huckabee.
So horrible.
You know, and she said something like, oh, you guys just obsess over what the president says. Well, yeah, dickhead, it's the president. Or she's like, you obsess over what I say. I'm like, well, you're serving as the press secretary right now. So like,
and then Kellyanne Conway in a separate interview said, don't pay attention to the tweets.
What are we supposed to pay attention to?
And then whoever the interviewer was said, well, but the president, that's his main way of staying in contact with the public. And Kellyanne Conway, without a moment's hesitation, said, that's not true. When Trump himself has said, I like tweeting because I can get around the lamestream media and I can go straight to the public. And then later on, Sarah Huckabee was like, well, that's what he likes to do, to go straight to the public. So Huckabee and Kellyanne Snatchway have both contradicted each other in this morning, just this morning.
What am I supposed to pay attention to? You know, what maybe do you that's want the from point. Me? What do they want?
Maybe that's the point. It's just fireworks over here. Somebody flashing their titties over here.
Yeah.
It's all these distractions to keep you. Oh, squirrel.
Yes.
To keep us distracted from Russia.
You know.
And Comey. I really wonder what's going to happen the next couple of days, because he's going to try desperately to change the narrative and get people not to care about what Comey says.
I have a dark question to ask. Do you think we'll see a suicide as a result of these investigations from anybody on that fucking loony staff? Because this is some heavy fucking shit.
Well, no, this isn't Hillary, so they're not going to kill people off and pretend it's a suicide.
I mean, these guys aren't from the government. These are like Goldman Sachs motherfuckers. These are oil motherfuckers in his cabinet.
Yeah, there's too much money to kill themselves.
Well, that's what I mean,
too
though.
Too greedy.
But they're looking at, I mean, what if some of them are looking at spending a sizable amount of time behind bars?
White guys don't go to jail. Rich white guys, that's what they're thinking. I mean, they might, but
yeah.
Where's the precedent?
I don't know. The French Revolution?
I mean, in our country, where's the precedent? Of rich white guy, white corrupt guys going to jail? There's not a lot of them. Those that fuck the poor. Now, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, that's who I was going to bring out.
Rude rich people, they couldn't get him in jail fasty fucking enough.
Right.
But somebody who fucks poor people, slumlords like the Kushners and the Trumps, nobody, who cares? You got enough money to lawyer out.
But these guys are treasonous.
Well,
even treasonous motherfuckers. They don't want to, nobody wants to make an example out of these fucking guys. It's insane, man.
I have a feeling it's not going to go down as treason.
Down. And, you know, it's like, you know, fuck. And some people don't even accept it. Like my brother said, this friend of his was saying that he thought all the Russia stuff was bullshit, invented by the Democrats to keep Trump from, you know, pushing his agenda.
Because that's what Hannity says.
Oh, God. Why would anybody listen to that fat, ham-headed, no-neck motherfucker?
And that's what Trump says.
Why would anybody listen?
You can say the same thing.
They're all the same, aren't they? They're like fucking little white guy meat filler, sausage filler.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an
Let's see what's going on here. We can get to our headlines if I can get the mouse here working.
For these that's what media characters to get all wee weed up about
that. Figure out it went from the computer, from the board to the computer. So the other place.
I could hear the clips earlier, but we're in the middle of this here. But it did work earlier. Shouldn't work that way. I fucked something up.
Oh, shit. God, I hope the people are hearing this.
The year of our Lord! Can you guys hear the clips?
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Pensacola, Florida, blah, 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 blah. Dateline, June the 5th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. The, over at the commie pinko liberal.
It bait.
You can hear the clips?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Is that, you mean like the Sarah Palin
show? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huffington Post. Well, we can't hear them, so we might be a little discombobulated. Huffington Post, the headline, radioactive, Franken bails on Maher.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher whipped out the N-word.
Oh, God. What a dickhead.
If you don't know the story, Bill Maher was talking to, I think, some Kansas, Nebraska, smells like cow shit state, kind of, no offense.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a lot of cows.
Right.
And if you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't have a lot of cows in your state, smells like cow shit, you got other issues.
Yeah, and if your state does smell like cow shit, your vote counts 300 more times than maybe mine would. So thank you.
He was speaking. Oh, here we go. Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska.
Sass.
At one point told Maher, you should come work in our wheat field sometime. I guess he was like, I don't know what the context was, right. But then
yucking it up.
Bill Maher paused and said, well, I'm sorry. I'm not a house N-word.
Lovely. God. I hate comics that have to use the N-word. Fuck you.
Bill Maher has since apologized. Apologize. So
fuck you, rich guy. Suck a dick.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Now Al Franken was supposed to be on the show coming up, and Al Franken has done bailed.
No.
Must be on. Otherwise, slow news day. If this is the big headline is that Al Franken's not going to do Bill Maher's show.
Well, I think right-wing nut jobs love it when liberals fall from grace.
Yeah. But this is the HuffPo.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, sometimes I think Bill Maher says some shitty things. And, you know, fuck him. Just fuck him. Because sometimes he says shit that gets in the way of what he's trying to do. And he's a smart guy, and he's funny. He could be a good, you know, he could deliver a nice, funny message that might help, but he's got to say the N-word.
Right.
Why? I hate that.
Right. Even if he said Negro, it's still offensive. It's still, you know what I mean?
How long has he been a comedian?
He didn't have to throw the.
Dude, he doesn't have to go there. He didn't even
have to be in the fucking
neighborhood. Right. He's funny enough. He's a good enough comic. God damn it. I can hold an audience for 45 minutes on stage and stand up. I don't even come near saying the N-word. What is it with these white guys who feel like they have to say the N-word all the fucking time? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Stupid. Fuck you, Bill.
Simone Sanders, who's an activist and former national press secretary for presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, I don't believe they're related. She plans to attend, although she hopes to have a discourse about his use of the N-word. She said in an email, I'm still planning on doing the show Friday. I thought Maher's comment, Ben Sass's reaction, and the crowd's applause were all equally distasteful.
Oh, my God.
Inappropriate and offensive. I haven't seen the clip. Apparently, maybe Ben Sass laughed and the crowd applauded and laughed.
That's fucked up,
and everybody's horrified.
That is totally fucked up.
He did apologize.
Yes.
And she says, I'm glad Maher, too, recognized as such and issued an apology. I look forward to a dialogue about it and other pressing issues of the week on Friday. The N-word is not a joke to be thrown about. And it is never okay to make light of slavery and or the experiences of enslaved people. So, yeah, I guess I'm an asshole, too, for saying Negro would have been better.
No, you're not an asshole.
Slightly less horrible, I guess.
But the Bill Maher thing is a sort of different issue because he is a rich, privileged person with lots of fucking money. He has nothing to lose by saying this, and he said it.
Right, and I would have never said it. I'm just saying.
Of course you wouldn't.
If he would have chosen a slightly less offensive term, but...
He should go away.
Still would have been an offensive joke.
He should go the fuck away, man. He's no help. He you know, like, he hurts the liberal agenda, because then everybody can say, oh, look, there's a Hollywood liberal, a big fucking hypocrite saying the N-word.
Well, he does have that Islamophobe thing going, though, too.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty shitty.
There are those among the liberals that are not happy with Bill Maher because of his, really, he blames the religion instead of extreme forms of the religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you can, there's extreme forms of lots of religions that are violent and nasty.
Well, sure.
You know?
Story we did on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show live at crabdiving. One word, CRABDIVING.
Twat us.
And Bingo was his name. Oh,
That's my karaoke song.
Really? No. B-I-N-G-O? Who did a version of that?
I don't know.
Slayer.
Randy Travis.
Slayer. Oh, cheers to Marianne and former Celeste on the Twitter.
Oh, yes.
Who has a new account. Maud gone now.
Okay.
But they both have said, I hear you fine. We're good so far. So thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Right.
Thanks for your tweets.
Danke.
What was I saying? Our Facebook page. There's that story that of a Christian church.
Yes.
That people are now have been arrested and charged with assault.
Right.
Because they like ganged up and wouldn't let the gay guy leave, and they started beating the shit out of him to beat the Lord into him.
Oh my God. So there's a gay guy at a church, and at the end of the service, he wanted to leave, and then they wanted to
Well, I think it was
there.
Like a meeting or something, or I don't know if his, I'm scrolling down to find the story.
I can
on
imagine what happened.
Facebook.
Because it's a lot of these, you know, fundamentalist evangelical churches, at the end of the service, you have a section where if you want to accept the Lord into your heart, magically, you can do that at the end. It's called the altar call. And probably the guy just wanted to go home, and they all probably had big boners on being the ones to convert the gay gentleman during the altar call to Jesus Christ. And he left.
Altar call has a different meaning for the Catholics.
Yeah, no shit.
altar boy call has a different meaning for the Catholics.
Put on your running shoes. You're going to church. Yeah. Oh, man. What a nightmare, you know?
I'm still trying to find the fucking story for the,
I bet that's it, man. I mean, you know, these guys, I imagine that's the way. Hey, you Christians, you guys have a hard on for converting gay people into your fucking deal. You're like, oh, listen, I converted 5 gay people to Christianity last week. You get a merit badge, or maybe you get points on your gas card or something.
It's like Amway, right?
It's a pyramid.
For every Christian you bring in, you get, I don't know, what do you get? At the next
well, that's weird.
Social.
Well, you go to heaven, you know. That's part of being an evangelical, is evangelizing your faith. But, I mean, why even bother with that? Because if you can just pray and that you're saved, the minute you pray, your sin is washed away when you ask forgiveness.
Right.
So why do anything that anyone wants you to? Why don't you? I'm gonna bust out the same logic you fucking use against the atheist. Why do you do anything?
Right.
Why do you follow any kind of rules if you could be instantly absolved? Why?
Well, yeah, there's no accountability.
I mean, I don't get it.
I can't find the fucking story, but that's the gist of it. Is they, you know, Jeez. In order they got together to beat the gay out of the homo, out of the parish or whatever. They don't call him parish. That's Catholic.
They beat him up.
Yeah, but they punched him and slapped him.
Man, where's Batman? Batman needs to go visit those people and fuck them up a little bit, don't you think?
I apologize. I didn't have that story already. I didn't think it was over the weekend or it was during the week while we were driving cross country, which the lovely flyover states.
Jesus, guys.
Which may or may not have gone out earlier.
You know, man, that story like that, I don't believe in violence, but shit, man, against people that would do something like that to somebody just because they're gay, it makes me believe in violence just a little bit.
Well, I mean, lock them the fuck up.
Yeah.
Lock them all up for a really long time.
And maybe fuck them up just a little bit. Just a wee bit.
And if I remember from the reading of the story, oh, I done found it. North Carolina.
Oh, what a shocker.
North Carolina woman admits leading 30 parishioners in beating of gay church member to expel his demons.
So 30 people.
We're going to expel the semen right out. We're going to punch the jizz out of him.
Ugh. So 30 people beat up one guy.
That Sarah is Anderson is this heinous creature of the dark's name.
Oh, yes.
One of five members of the Word of Faith Church in North Carolina.
Ugh.
She's been charged with assault on a guy named Matthew Fenner.
Right.
Speaking in court. This is her testifying now in court.
Okay.
She believed Fenner was unclean and sinful.
You assaulted him.
After the minister of the church. Oh, so this swamp rat isn't even the church poobah. She's just a loony.
Right.
She said she believed Fenner was unclean and sinful after the minister of the church, Brooke Covington.
Fuck you.
Launched into, reportedly, a two-hour-long verbal assault upon the man.
God damn it.
The minister told Fenner that God said there's something wrong in your life.
God didn't say shit because you know what? He doesn't exist. How do you like that?
Covington, the pastor, is facing charges of kidnapping and assault.
Oh, wow. That person will be in jail for a long fucking time, hopefully.
Whew. Fenner said that this pastor pointed out his sexual orientation during the attack, which is intended to, quote, expel his homosexual demons.
God almighty.
Church members blocked him from leaving the church, holding him against his will as he was berated, slapped, and choked.
God.
By fellow parishioners.
I can't even imagine what this person went through.
23 years old. He says, you can't imagine the emotional toll this has taken on my life. He said he feared for his life during the attack. You got 30 people slapping you and choking you.
Of course you do.
And screaming you're filled with gay demons.
Yeah, you fear for your life. I mean, what would Jesus do?
We're going to make you suck so many dicks tonight, boy, that you're never going to want to suck another one. Oh,
God, man. I mean, what the fuck would Jesus do, guys? Would he beat this person to death? I mean...
Good God, these are heinous
creatures. And by the way, I don't know, based on Mel Gibson's fucked up Passion of the Christ, the torture porn.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a thing where Jesus walks to wherever he is to go get crucified, and he walks through throngs of people, and they're stoning him, and they're beating him? And
yeah.
Doesn't that kind of seem like what you're doing to this poor person because they're fucking gay?
They don't think of it that way.
Again, I think we're getting back to ignorance. This is just straight up hate and stupidity.
Right.
Or all these people must be charged with assault. I mean, this is a violent fucking hate crime.
As long as they can have somebody to punch down.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're probably all poor as fuck.
Yeah.
Although, who knows? I don't know where this
tell you what,
church
motherfuckers,
is.
You bring that shit to West Hollywood in L.A. You try that shit, you'll get fucked up. Honestly, we need the big gay army to fuck these people up. This is outrageous.
The Associated Press interviewed four former church members who witnessed the assault. They said that, in fact, a lot of their congregants, Word of Faith Fellowship congregants, were regularly punched, smacked, choked, slammed to the floor, thrown into walls in a violent form of deliverance meant to purify sinners by beating out devils.
What the fuck? That is nuts, man. That is totally bananas.
We didn't have a Faithless Friday, but shit. Man, this one covers, right?
I just can't imagine being beaten by 30 people. I don't even know what that would be like. Oh my God.
One of the other defendants, either the one that we talked about before, Sarah Anderson, she also left the church in the meantime, saying her one-year-old son was being abused.
Yeah.
So they're not sure if she's going to testify at the trial. Right now they're having the trial.
God.
For the pastor, Covington.
You know, and this is happening in North Carolina where they have the dick checking laws and all that shit. They tried to pass those, you know, and.
Right. North Carolina's got some issues.
And when you have our leaders like Schittler and, you know, whoever tried to pass that law in North Carolina, it sort of sets a precedent for these guys. And they can be like, oh, look, I'm emboldened. My feet, my disgusting, dark, homophobic feelings are validated by our shitty, fucking conservative, right-wing nut job white politicians.
Don't squelch my First Amendment right to say faggot.
Yeah. I'm going to beat the shit out of you for saying that. How do you like that, dickhead? That's what you did to that person. I mean, what do they want? Violence? At some point, the left has to say, yeah, bring it. I mean, honestly.
I think they are. Some of these, there was one of these free speech rallies that went on, which is actually right-wing nutjob assholes now who are calling them free speech rallies, which means we want to be able to openly profess white supremacy and hating Jews and blacks and brown people. That's our First Amendment right.
Okay.
Which it is, but yes. It's also other people's First Amendment right to scream back at you and to call you assholes.
Yeah, and to ostracize you from fucking society.
And we don't advocate any violence, but I think a couple of them have gotten a little violent-y. But there was a big one like up in Portland. I think the cops, they sent out the popo in force to keep the two groups separate. And I think they managed to avoid any shenanigans up there. But I think there was another place over past weekend, I think, that had had some issues with the lefties beating up on the righties and the righties beating up on the lefties.
Well, you know,
Who helped stir the pot? Who helped pour kerosene on that fire?
Trump. You know, like this story, 30 people beating up on one man because he's gay.
Beating the gay out of him.
But
it sounds like it's a regular practice. Like if you jerked off, you're going to get punched 7 or 8 times.
God damn.
Yeah, I'll kick you in the dick for touching yourself, boy.
What are we supposed to do with these people? Just fucking, you know, let law enforcement handle it? I mean, these people better fucking go to jail, and they better make an example out of them, or the progressives are going to be like, shit, we have to do it. What choice do we fucking have?
Oh, this is so horrible. This cult, I'm calling it, they say sect, I'm calling it a cult.
Yeah.
Founded in 1979 by Jane Whaley, former math teacher, and her husband Sam, former used car salesman.
Oh my God, charlatans.
Under Jane Whaley's leadership, Word of Faith Fellowship grew from a handful of followers to its current congregation in North Carolina, nearly 2,000 members in churches in Brazil and Ghana. That drives me fucking crazy when these vile, horrible, evil villains export their bullshit from our country and go to try to convert brown people.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking heinous.
Like the Catholics.
Right.
Still do and did a whole lot of centuries of.
Yeah, that's right. So, listen, yeah, they still do that, the Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, don't get all Africa. Warm and fuzzy for the fucking Pope because he's a little progressive and he comes out on the right side of a lot of issues. He's got some shit to answer for.
That fucker could save a lot of lives by pretending to have a revelation from the Lord that says you can wear a condom.
You know, that.
And thousands, tens of thousands of lives, more than that.
Right.
By letting Catholics wear a fucking condom so they don't give each other the AIDS.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point because, I mean, some of these people, these right-wing nut jobs, are so heinous and evil that when they give a little and they show, I don't know, a little bit of empathy, us liberals are like, oh my God, you guys are so great. You're so gracious for doing that.
There's your participation trophy.
Yeah,
Snowflake.
That's a participation trophy. And you know what? You got to fucking come to the right side of these issues or we're not going to treat you like a fucking human being. You don't get to come halfway. You come the whole way. Gay people are people. Black people are people. Until you see that, fuck you, you know? And fuck you, Pope. You got a long way to go, motherfucker.
Better than the last one, but the whole Catholic Church has a long way to go.
Right. I mean, God damn.
I'm having a Florida beer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little burpy. So that's the headline over to the HuffPost. about Al Franken. That's the big news. Al Franken.
God, I love Al Franken.
He's bailing on Bill Maher. Over to the Drudge. Let's see what the people, probably our new neighbors, are reading.
I imagine Al Franken probably didn't like Bill Maher. You know, I'm sure they know each other from stand-up and comedy and shit like that.
Oh, they're about the same age, yeah. I can't imagine.
I imagine a lot of people...
I don't think anybody likes Bill Maher.
You know, say a lot of people probably like Al Franken. I would imagine most people hate
him. I think everybody hates Bill Maher, yeah, from what I've always read.
He's a cock knocker.
He's an asshole.
Go away.
I mean, not, you know, if there's anything wrong with knocking cocks, if that's what you're into.
Absolutely.
And you have safe words.
Yeah.
The headline over the Drudge Report says Comey broadcast special Media Mania.
You're goddamn right, it's Media Mania.
Thursday. Come see the former FBI director take on Donald J. Trump in a cage match to the death.
Are they saying the left is sensationalizing this?
I believe they are.
Oh, you mean you're sensationalizing the fact that our election was decided by fucking Vladimir Putin? And a bunch of media gulags.
It leads to a variety story. Look at them leading to the commie pinko liberal elite Hollywood.
Ooh, yes.
Effete and elite.
Sucky, sucky, Jackie.
Headline says, ABC CBS News will carry James Comey's Senate testimony live. We'll do it live.
Right.
Fuck it.
No, you're quoting Bill O'Reilly.
Dildo O'Reilly.
Who's gone?
ABC and CBS will break into their daytime program on Thursday. Programming on Thursday to cover James Comey's appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee. ABC's George Snuffleupagus.
Oh, yes.
Will anchor the coverage on ABC. CBS this morning will have their hosts, Charlie Rose, Gail King, Nora. Charlie Rose.
Yeah, I like Charlie Rose.
I like Charlie Rose. He's up there, though, man.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where you mention him, you're like,
still alive? Yeah.
Jeez.
So there you go. That's the headline, is that... The media's going crazy over Comey.
Gosh, guys, I guess we're making a bigger deal out of this than you maybe made of Benghazi or those fucking pesky emails.
Oh, they would have loved
Hillary. I mean,
they would have loved to have Benghazi on. Well, maybe not. I mean, they really had nothing.
They didn't have anything.
And when Hillary sat there for 11 hours and shredded them all,
and she looked nonplussed.
Yeah, and made them look stupid. Well, yeah, I mean, really, how could the bar is low? It's Trey fucking Gowdy and Chaffetz.
Oh, my God.
Those ninnies. How can you not make them look stupid?
I mean, really, I remember watching the Benghazi hearings and Hillary Clinton. For somebody facing a Senate committee and, you know, a bunch of hearings, did she sweat? Did she even blink an eye? It didn't look like she had to.
Maybe she had dress shields on.
Right. But I'm just saying, I don't think they're that much to contend with.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was like a cat playing with with a cockroach. Just bing, 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 bing.
But I guess, listen, I guess the media is making too much of the fact that our president's a treasonous little asshole who, you know, was in cahoots with Vladimir Putin to win the 2016 election.
Yeah.
I like to have children.
That's unfortunate.
All kinds of other stuff be going on in the news.
Yeah,
of course.
That is kind of amazing, though, that there is anything else going on when you think about what went on in 2016 to bring us where we are, and who knows what's going on now.
So, as you know, Donald Trump put up his stubby little Vienna sausage orange finger to middle finger.
Oh, yeah.
To the Paris Accords.
Oh, yeah. Fuck everybody, by the way.
Which, you know, ultimately symbolic, nothing binding. But anytime you can get a couple hundred countries on the earth, except for Syria and Nicaragua.
Hey, wee.
Are the only countries on earth. Does that count North Korea? They got to count North Korea, right? Or has nobody talked to them?
Well, you know, I read this article on Motherboard about this thing. And so Syria's not in the thing because, well, they're in a civil war.
They got something going on right now.
Who knows what they're into and who knows who's in charge? Nicaragua.
Guessing their own people.
Right. Maybe they're lying. But their reasoning for not being in the accord because it doesn't go far enough. And in their country, they're establishing higher standards.
Oh, well, there you go.
So then there's us.
Right.
So,
and we should be the ones setting the highest standards, but instead,
right.
we have a whiny little piss baby, dick measurer.
Oh, yes.
Who says, why should we pay any more? Why should we do any better than anybody else? Look at what China's doing.
Right.
Meanwhile, China is possibly going to fill the void of the United States with all of these initiatives now because China's yeah. woke the fuck up.
They're woke.
I mean, you know, their people have had to wear gas masks in the cities, but it's woken them up.
Well, that's our future, right?
It is. That's what the Republicans want.
Our future is that the big, white, fat, idiot, rich fuckers will get as rich as they can until you just can't milk the country dry anymore, right? Mm-hmm. We're all choking on pollution, gagging.
But they're going to make money.
Oh, yes. You going to take it with you into your fucking grave?
So now we've had one of the top. One of our top diplomats to China has resigned because he's pissed about Trump bailing on the Paris Accords.
Well, it's going to be embarrassing, right?
David Rank is his name, the charge d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy in Beijing.
Ooh, oui, oui.
Left the State Department after Trump's administration decided to quit the 2015 Paris Agreement.
Oh, shit.
He said he felt unable to deliver a formal notification to China of the U.S. decision last week to quit the agreement. So he was like, it's the most ridiculous decision I've ever heard. I can't give that message to China. I'm out.
I quit.
See, this is something that you never hear of. It sounds like integrity. Ooh.
Well,
remember when public officials had tiny little amounts of that? Little teeny amounts?
I do. It wasn't that long ago. 2008. Mm-hmm. Obama. All those people.
Seems like so long ago. It's been 140 days. It really feels like decades.
And I know Obama had his faults. The droning and I guess the transparency.
NSA.
That kind of shit.
With
but,
the press, yeah.
And I don't mean to belittle that, but my God, I mean, you can't say that the people in his cabinet weren't honorable and were, good people at heart. But you can't say that about Schindler. That finance guy wore the slippers. How much were those slippers he wore?
$500, something like that. Custom made.
I mean, I don't know what to say to that other than, do you remember the last scene in Les Mis? I don't know what I'm supposed to say, The people under Schindler are not good people. There's nothing redeemable about them.
It's hard. It's hard to find one, to be honest with you.
Really, I mean, who's the... And even like McMaster and the Mattis and those guys, who the generals, they say, oh, now these guys are the adults in the room. Well, if they are the adults in the room and they are enlightened, well, they're enabling a fucking racist, xenophobic, treasonous dickhead. So that makes it worse. That makes them worse.
Right. He retired from the foreign service, he said.
Yes.
So this guy's done. He's like, fuck it. So kudos to former charge d'affaires of the U.S.
Fuck
Embassy
you.
In Beijing, David Rank, for having some scruples. Fuck you, Schindler.
Do you remember that thing we were listening to on the way over on MSNBC about how the guy was saying, like, to the people in Schindler's regime that are the adults, it's time for you to leave because you're lending credence to this guy who's a tyrant and an oligarch.
So, Trump is now in a little snit with the mayor of London, who's got some terrorist issues going on, horrible terrorist attacks. And Trump couldn't wait to get his little fingers flying over his iPhone.
Oh, yes.
And with only Twitter on it.
Right.
And
what adult.
And Grindr.
He shouldn't be allowed on Grindr.
Why?
No, because, fuck you, man.
Big doughy orange torso shot.
Look, as if he's secretly gay. His card should be pulled and he shouldn't have Grindr privileges.
Well, how many of them? There's a lot of those Republicans like that. Toe tappers, right?
Yeah.
The hypocrites?
Right.
So the Trump, in typical Trumpian fashion, tweeted
Yes.
Some shade at the mayor of London, because the mayor of London, after that horrific attack, went on and said, you know, we can't let terrorists win. We are going to be resolute. Stiff upper lip, you know. And said, at he said, there will be an increased police presence, but there's no reason for alarm or something like that.
That's it.
But it was the context was, don't be, there's going to be a lot more police. Don't be alarmed. Trump said, the mayor said, don't be alarmed. What is he, nuts? What about all those Muslims blowing themselves the fuck up? And meanwhile, his name is Sadiq Khan, the first Muslim mayor of London.
Right. I mean, you know, your leaders in the wake of a tragedy or disaster are supposed to call for calm, not, you know, insanity.
Not, oh, good, a terrorist attack to further my political agenda. And when I can't wait.
What's the end game of sounding like an alarmist if you're a leader? I mean, do you want your people, your constituents running around terrified? How does that help the fucking situation?
Right.
Oh my God, it really is just fucking, God. He makes things worse.
It's frustrating as fuck.
I know we bitch about Schittler golfing, but he's better when he's on the course because he's doing less for us. Golf away, please. Right. Golf more.
Yeah, he's meeting one-on-one, I guess. He's doing so many deals.
Yeah, go do more deals. It feels like you do less damage when you're on the green.
They just, this morning they released the identity of two of the terrorists.
Yes.
So that was the other headline over Drudge was, of course, pictures of those guys.
Fuck you.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Right.
Now the mayor of London is pissed, and even Theresa May, yes, the conservative who played a little handsy with little doll hands, Trump.
Literally, he took her hand and they held hands.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Why did he hold her hands to walk down the White House colonnade?
I don't know.
Whenever we mention that story, it's going to be so tough to get me off that because that is...
It's very bizarre.
Batshit. That is more... That's crazier than when George Bush gave Helen Merkel a rub down, a shoulder rub down.
Right.
That, I mean, just bizarre.
No, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck is wrong with the GOP? Why are you so fucking weird?
I'll bet Angela Merkel would welcome a back rub from George Bush at this point was president compared to the fucking lunatic that's been released upon the world.
Well, God, I mean, it's just bananas. The Republicans are just bananas, and Trump is one of you.
So Trump said, this is 2 days ago.
Yes.
He retweeted a Drudge tweet.
A reach what?
Fears of new terror attack after van mows down 20 people on London Bridge.
Hold on a second. Did I misunderstand you? Are you telling me that POTUS retweeted a twat from Drudge?
I am.
From Drudge.
Yes.
Motherfucker. God.
Then his next tweet said, we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety. Travel ban. So this is, again, where now he's calling it a travel ban. And today on the telly, they played Sarah Huckabee, Kellyanne Dildo Way, and Spicy.
Bleh.
And a couple of the other ones saying it's not a travel ban.
He just said it was.
It's not a travel ban.
His little 10 colored fingers. It's not a travel ban.
Right.
What are you guys fucking talking about?
So again, he throws them under the bus with a fucking tweet.
And you're obsessing about it. You're obsessing about the message the president's sending about some racist travel ban. What's your problem?
Then he tweeted, whatever the United States can do to help out London in the UK, we will be there. All caps. We are with you. God bless.
Yeah. Let me be honest. You know what the U.S. could do? You know what? If the rest of the world saw us overthrow this Schittler, I'm speaking in hyperbole, and put Obama back in charge, they would love it. They would love it so much, would they not?
Well, not the way to get there.
Can we?
But yes.
Can we do that?
No.
I'm kidding. I wanted to see a movie of that. I'm talking about a movie I would love to see. That's all. God damn it, I miss Obama. This isn't fair.
The next day, he tweeted, "We must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people. If we don't get smart, it will only get worse."
Well,
I agree.
Well, it's going to get worse.
Get smart, you fucking idiot.
We don't know what to do. How do we get people? We just spent the first half of the show just lamenting the fact that there's no way the dumb people are ever going to get smart.
Right.
So how are we going to do that? Just lobotomies. Put new brains in their fucking idiot skulls.
He tweeted after that.
Yes.
"At least 7 dead, 48 wounded in terror attack. And the mayor of London says there's, quote, no reason to be alarmed."
Read the whole statement, right, dickhead. God, you fuck. See, I don't know that Trump can read.
Well, and then we talked about this offline earlier.
Crap diving offline conversation.
Pensacola, Florida.
That's right. You think it's weird?
It's still sinking in.
You've never lived in Florida as a resident.
I've never lived south of, well, I mean, California doesn't count.
Texas,
south,
you lived in Texas, dude.
Tiny amount of time.
Yeah, but that counts. You were in a country western band there, right?
Well, no, I don't know if I ever... I'm trying to remember if we ever played a gig. We did rehearse, but I'm trying to remember if we played any gigs in Texas. But,
oh, yeah.
Definitely in Wisconsin.
Butter festivals.
That was Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Butter festivals?
Right. You said
Wisconsin. Yeah.
That sounds actually, I like butter.
Packwaukee Butterfest.
Packwaukee.
Packwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Then Donald Trump tweeted today.
Yes.
Scant 12 hours ago, which means like 6 a.m. ish president time.
Right.
People, the lawyers, and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I am calling it what we need and what it is. A, all caps,
yes,
travel ban.
But
so what happened was he tweeted that shit yesterday.
Yes.
The media said, oh my God, Trump just called it a travel ban after he and the whole fucking administration has been saying it's not a travel ban. It's not a travel ban. It's not a travel ban. And those are quotes.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden he's like, wait, they can call it whatever they want. I'm going to call it what I want. A travel ban.
Oh my God. What a fucking circus. I mean, you know, you guys out there are just diehard Republicans and just, you don't give a fuck. Can you at least come to a consensus that their message is fucked up? Like, the press people and Trump aren't saying the same thing. One's calling it a travel ban and one is not calling it a travel ban. Can you at least acknowledge that?
They won't.
God, I hate you.
They can call it what they want.
God.
They
can call it what you want.
Then he said the Justice Department,
yes,
should ask for an expedited hearing of the watered-down travel ban. The watered-down travel ban.
How's it watered down?
Before the Supreme Court, and seek a much tougher version.
You know, does he just want to bypass the Supreme Court? Would that make it easier for him?
Oh, he would love that. And Congress. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's what he wants. He wants to be Putin. He sees Putin bare-chested riding on a bear.
Don't stop.
And smiting all of his enemies.
Riding on a bear.
And he wants to do that.
Why not an otter?
He wants to get a moob job.
Oh, yes.
And then be able to, you know, take his shirt off in public and be all masculine. Whew.
Listen, I don't mean to talk about Schindler's body, but you say a moob job so he can be, you know, partially clad.
I'm talking about removing them.
I need a moob job. Does that exist?
Well, gynecomastia, something like that.
Gynecomastia.
It's where boys have boobies and they do have them removed.
Really?
Yeah.
If you need a gynecomastia, go to amazon.com/crabdiving.
I don't think you can get the surgery at Amazon, but you can get a book
bullshit
about it.
Oh, yeah. Read all about
Amazon.
It. Amazon.com/crabdiving. Go there via our portal and we get paid, baby.
That's right.
Moobs and all.
That's right. Help us buy food down here in Florida.
Fuck you.
And help us put a moat around the crab diving.
Right.
Around the crab diving compound.
We don't need a moat as long as we're real careful about our clues. Because we're in a small area. Right. It's different than fucking, you know, Koreatown.
From Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And rednecks are wily. Wily.
I skipped a tweet, actually. He said, the Justice Department should have stayed with the original travel ban.
Yes.
Not the watered down, politically correct version they submitted to the Supreme Court.
Do you remember way back when we thought Donald Trump would be a better choice than, say, a Ted Cruz?
Oh, my God. Did we?
Oh, yeah. People, that was the word because...
Wait. As a candidate, not as a president.
Well, as a president, the thing was people thought Trump really didn't feel the way he does and that he would evolve.
Oh,
and
he was faking.
He would pull a switcheroo.
Yeah.
Well...
Not so much.
No. I think he's worse than a Ted Cruz. I mean, he's just diabolical. He really... The only thing he needs to be more evil is... Did you ever see the cartoon Inspector Gadget?
Sure.
Da, 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 Inspector Gadget. Do you remember the bad guy? The claw with the silver hand?
Yeah, kind of, sure.
He spent the whole show petting a cat. That's all Schindler needs.
That's it's a tough pussy grab right there.
Yes. Oh, God. Some cat. If Clamp. He just had a cat in his lap that he could stroke, he'd be the perfect villain.
He doesn't have a lap.
Oh, you're right. He doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't need a travel ban. He needs a lap ban.
Right.
Baby.
I'm not fat shaming the president.
No. But fuck him and his big fat ass. I'm sorry. God, fuck this guy.
I like to have children.
Okay.
Apparently he likes to have children. This London mayor now has said,
yes,
that Trump, this upcoming state visit that they're supposed to have. Remember, I want to ride in the carriage like a princess.
Wait, is that a quote?
No. I wish it was. No.
I don't know. If you laid out, hey, here's a quiz. Schindler said this or he didn't say this. I would fail. Because I think he would say that.
Like
I don't know what
princess.
He would say. I'm going to be a princess. I'm like a supermodel times 10.
He did say that.
You know.
The mayor now, Sadiq Khan, is calling on the British government to cancel the planned state visit of Donald Trump after he was criticized twice by the U.S. president. So we keep going because... We read the one where he said, I can't believe he said that it's you shouldn't be alarmed.
Wait,
and
what?
Now I'm skipping to the one that he did today.
Okay.
Where after his tweet was called out.
Right.
For saying you took it out of context,
ooh,
you orange fuck.
Right.
Not the words of London's mayor, but the essence.
At Vile Experience is paraphrasing the essence.
I'm translating from British.
Hello.
And he said,
jolly good.
The mayor was like, it's horrible. He said, I don't have time. I don't know exactly what he said, but basically it's, I don't have time for his, I think misinformed is the quote. I don't have time for one of his misinformed tweets.
Right.
Right now.
So fuck
I'm
off.
A little busy.
Yeah.
And
I don't have time
and it was
you.
Taken out of context. It's literally the last sentence of when he says, there's going to be an increased police presence. Don't be alarmed.
And what he said, what Khan is the name of the mayor?
Yeah, Sadiq Khan. Khan!
I know, I was about to say, you know how sad. Whenever anybody says anything with Khan in it, all I can remember is that amazing moment by William the Shat Shatner. I believe it was Star Trek III when his son got stabbed to death by a Klingon. He yells, oh no, was it a Klingon that stabbed his son?
Spoiler alert.
From a movie from 1985. William Shatner says, Khan!
Yeah.
Played by Ricardo Montalban.
Right.
Dead.
Did a couple push-ups before the movie.
Yeah. I forgot my point. Anyway.
I think that was your point.
Okay.
Shatner's screamed cut. That you think that every time you hear the name cut.
But God damn it, it's he took it out of context. But that his statement is in print.
So then today, butthurt about the coverage,
yes,
and the negativity about his tweet,
right?
Our president took a little time to compose 140 characters and said, "Pathetic excuse by London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who had to think fast on his, quote, no reason to be alarmed statement. MSM is working hard to sell it." Mainstream media. So, in other words, the quote that we can all play,
yes,
the video, this is a video of Sadiq Khan saying, there's going to be an increased police presence, no need to be alarmed.
Right.
Is, and then Twitler's response to it, he's blaming Sadiq Khan as saying it's a pathetic excuse that I'm taking it out of context. What a pathetic excuse. He didn't, he fucked up. He won't admit it.
Can I ask you a dumb question? What do you think Obama would have said in reaction to that attack? I mean, what do you think he would have said?
We offer our unquestioning support for our brothers and sisters in
whatever
London.
Whatever we can do.
Whatever we can do.
What he said.
We know you're busy.
By the way, your mayor is a pathetic piece of shit.
I don't think that would have happened. Yeah.
God damn it, Shitler. Just say what the fuck Obama said. You'd be golden. Golden.
Appearing on Channel 4 News on Monday evening.
Hello.
According to The Guardian.
Right.
Khan said Trump was wrong about many things.
No shit, dude.
And that his state visit should go ahead. I don't think we should roll out the red carpet to the president of the USA in the circumstances where his policies go against everything we stand for.
Yeah, don't roll out the red carpet. He might take out his orange dick and pee all over it because he's into that kind of thing.
When can I have an 18 Russian hooker salute, like creating the golden arches down the red carpet for me?
Right.
I want squitters.
Okay. Can we take a moment just to say whoever is in possession of that video, is it Putin? Break it out, baby. We got to see that because I'm thinking that might be the one thing that'll rattle these Republicans that might get Paul Ryan off his white fucking ass and impeach this guy.
If it's just a piss video, I don't think they'd care.
What if it's a dude peeing on him? That would do it, right?
That would do it.
Please. I'm an atheist.
A black dude.
Jesus, dear Jesus Christ, if you're listening to this podcast, now that I'm an atheist and I'm just throwing this out there, I am betraying all my beliefs, but my God, if you exist, please let it be a big lumberjack. Just pissing all over this guy. God.
When you have a special relationship, it's no different from when you have got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you yeah. call them out when they are wrong.
Right.
There are many things about which Donald Trump is wrong.
Everything.
The British do it so much better sometimes. To our friends across the pond listening, I appreciate the hell out of your parliament. It's a lot more fun than our boring fucking Congress and our dodgy or stodgy fucking Senate.
Dolgy. Don't they throw...
And dodgy.
Don't they throw paper at each other? And they like wad up paper and throw it at each other? I've seen that.
Do they?
I think
that's probably frowned upon, but they definitely yell and interrupt and
I tell you what,
boo.
What I like about the British, you ever listen to that BBC shit, man, and you hear them interviewing a guy and that person doesn't answer their question?
Oh, they're relentless, yeah.
They will not let... They wouldn't suffer this Shitler. Not one fucking bit.
Like, the NBC dude the other day when we were driving, they kept playing the clip over and over of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Keir Simmons from NBC.
Hello.
Found that Russian banker oligarch dude.
Yes.
Who is one of the circle jerk friends of Putin.
Right.
Of Uncle Nipples.
Right. Flynn probably sucked him off.
And he's the guy that Jared Kushner met with.
Yes.
That they're saying. That, let me see if I get this straight. Trump said it was diplomatic business, which we're trying to figure out what diplomatic business some Russian banker oligarch has.
Yeah.
And then Russia said it was business. No, the other way around. Trump and the White House said it was business.
Right.
And then the Russians said it was a diplomatic mission or something like that. Either way, they contradicted each other.
And
I
also,
might have that fucked up.
Let's say if it was business. Isn't that bank under sanction?
That's the point. Yeah. Either way, illegal? It ain't good.
There's no good reason.
There's no good reason. Because if it was diplomatic, this guy is not an official member of the Russian government.
Yeah.
But he is.
Yeah.
Because nobody runs anything over there without the blessing of nipples.
Well, that... Blessed be the nipples.
Yeah.
Well, that is a weird thing, though, right? Because, like, you know, if you read about a lot of these oil companies in different countries are state-run.
Right.
And what that means is whoever is in charge, the czar of whatever country, that's one of their big deals. They get to tap somebody to be in charge of this huge industry. And usually it's a family member or some other suck buddy, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so it's not like the best people running these fucking things.
Not like here in the States. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right.
I have the best people.
God, is that the scourge on this planet, the oil industry? Is that really fucking everything up?
It hasn't helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
It says Trump's tirade also, this is from The Guardian.
Hello.
Trump's tirade also appears to act as a rebuke to the acting U.S. ambassador to Britain. Louis Lukens, who had put out a thread of tweets culminating in a retweet of Khan's statement.
Louis Lukens?
Louis Lukens.
Hello, my name is Louis Lukens, and you are?
I commend the strong leadership of the mayor of London as he leads the city forward after this heinous attack,
wow.
Our acting ambassador says.
Bam.
An adult! Oh, holy shit, we've got an adult somewhere.
I mean, dude, that's like, how is that even difficult to formulate? I might, you know, if you were somebody's press secretary, wouldn't you? Oh, my God. By the way, for those of you not watching like Perth through our window, at Vile Experience just put his palm upon his forehead.
Face palm.
Yes.
In normal times, such a message of solidarity with a host mayor in an allied state would be unremarkable. But it unleashed a torrent of online abuse from Trump's supporters.
Oh, my fucking
accusing
God.
Accusing Lukens of disloyalty.
How dare you contradict the president when he told that towelhead mayor what for?
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed of America.
I am.
You not embarrassed? Oh, I got. If you know somebody that voted for Trump, I used to say, like, talk to them. Don't shame them. Make them feel bad. Make them embarrassed of how they feel. God.
The some of these online assholes focused on the fact that the acting ambassador was offering support of a foreign official who is Muslim.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I was joking a moment ago when I said, how dare you support that towelhead mayor? But apparently that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
How dare you offer support for a foreign official who is Muslim?
I feel like all these...
And they were calling for him to be replaced. Fire him!
What?
Fire him for retweeting the mayor of London and saying, we're with you and we commend you on your strong leadership.
You know, racists, and Trump, sure, if you're listening... Do you think Trump listens to our show?
No.
No. We would be dead. Yeah. We would be dead or in a camp.
Well, right, yeah.
And maybe you guys are forgetting about the people we should all be worried about in this tragedy, which would be the victims. Don't you feel like they're getting lost in the shuffle here with all this bullshit, all this shit rhetoric from
our
POTUS?
Right. Well, and that's what the mayor is basically saying, that now Trump's made it about him.
God damn it, he has.
We're all talking about his tweets to the mayor instead of the horrible tragedy that occurred.
And ultimately worse, because by sort of suggesting that the mayor, by tweeting that there's no reason for alarm, taking it out of context and things like that, doesn't that make things worse? Doesn't that make people think, well, maybe you're right. Maybe our mayor isn't doing a good job.
Right.
Maybe he's causing instability. I don't know. What am I talking about? Everybody's a dickhead.
Theresa May.
Hello.
The Prime Minister.
Oh, yes.
Of England.
Let me hold your hand.
Conservative.
Right.
By the way.
Brexit.
Appeared unwilling to be drawn into the row, it says.
What the fuck, dude?
She praised Khan's response to the attack, yes, but refused to explicitly comment on Schindler's intervention.
She's probably right. The best thing to do is ignore Trump because he feeds on, you know, attention and shit like that.
Asked if Trump had been wrong to target the mayor, May told reporters Sadiq Khan is doing a good job.
Hello.
And it's wrong to say anything else. He's doing a good job.
Does she sound like the female lead from Keeping Up Appearances? Does she?
Richard! Richard!
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders today, sitting in for Spicy, getting a little testy, by the way, when people asked, hey, where's Sean?
Right.
And she said, well, he's here in the building. And then they said, well, why isn't he doing this?
Right. Why are you asking?
And then she's like, well, you know, he's biz.
He's busy.
He's got shit to do. And she said something about, like, he's got some new duties or something. I don't know.
Is he filing shit?
Maybe it's tonguing Trump's bunghole from 2 to 3 every day.
You know, you might rather, if you're Spicy and you face that press corps every day, you'd be like, wait a second, I can lick his ass or I can talk to these press guys. Bring it over here, buddy. Bring me 4 of them.
You need a couple of people to pry those big, fat, slabby cheeks apart, though.
I'm going
to
need a spotter.
Smothered to death in Trump's ass cheeks.
Yeah. Hey, better than having another press conference where I got to explain what this asshole says. I'd rather lick his ass.
But Sarah Huckabee Sanders denied that he was picking a fight with the mayor of London.
Right.
And when asked by one of the reporters, is he criticizing Khan because he's Muslim? She got pissy.
No.
And said, that's utterly ridiculous.
Well, I mean, How do you explain his comments then?
Another reporter asked, well, okay, why did Trump misquote Khan?
Right.
Because he did.
Yes.
Took it out of context. She said, I don't think that's actually true.
Yes.
I think the media wants to spin it that way. The point is, there's a reason. We can play the tape. You asshole.
God, Sarah.
We can play the tape.
I know the constituent. Well, we're the fucking constituents. But the people that support the Schindler, they're dumb, right? Yeah. Every once in a while, remember that most of America is not stupid as fuck.
She said, the point is there's a reason to be alarmed. We have constant attacks going on, not just there, but across the globe. Ignore Trump spray shitting in the face of the mayor of a city. Somebody today on television said, imagine the Prime Minister of England.
Hello.
Taking a shit.
Hello.
On Giuliani.
Ooh, yes.
The day after 9/11.
You know, Giuliani.
And the international outrage. I would have loved it.
I'm
not necessarily against that kind of stuff, you know.
I need the saran wrap for the mayor, please. He's entertaining to
face like this. Face like this was made to be shit on.
I know we don't do characters on this show, but we got to have a whole week where you're just Giuliani. That would be great. Do you want to do that?
No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
They're calling for it on Twitter.
Trump appeared to have picked up on the conservative commentary Monday morning, noting that the London embassy had not had a full ambassador since January. On Twitter, he blamed Democrats for slowing down the process. However,
yes,
he announced on January 19th he picked Woody Johnson.
Wait, Woody Johnson? Who's Woody Johnson?
A man who has two names like Dick.
What was the name of your character on... was it Passions, the soap about the vampires where you played the...
Oh, it was Woody something, wasn't
you
it?
You played it was Woody Brown. It wasn't Woody Johnson.
Might have been Woody Brown.
Go check out At Vile Experiences IMDb and you can see what episode he was on of... Was this a vampire
it was Passions.
Show?
It was Passions. It was a soap opera that... got a little. Well, they added witches and stuff. They got a little supernaturally.
Super.
If you remember back in the day.
I thought it was about a coven of vampires that couldn't get along.
No, I don't know if they were vampires or not, but they were definitely witches.
No, they were. They were there? Vampires. It was a vampire soap.
No, it wasn't. It was witches. Because the. That British actress. Okay. Hello? Anyway.
Who cares?
There was an older. I can't remember her name, but she's a famous. She did like Disney movies when she was a kid. She was a
Julie
child star
Andrews.
And a British. Not that one. But she was a British actress. She was the. She played like Tabitha. I mean, they even stole the name from Bewitched. She played like Tabitha or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was an actual witch. And then there was a little kid
right.
who had witchy powers. Yeah. And the little kid fucked with me during the, scene. She like twitched her nose and made me read something poorly. There you go. Part of my vast repertoire of acting gigs.
Woody Johnson.
I mean, Trump is pissing off every single fucking friend we've got. Just so he can pry the thighs of the nation up even farther to get a giant bottle of vodka just rammed up in there.
Oh, yes. I got to tell you, it is disheartening because you would think that even the darkest, most evil, unfeeling piece of shit scab on the planet could find some compassion for people that are victims of a terrorist attack, but I am not really seeing it from our fucking president.
Yeah.
Somebody, God, honestly, let's just get over it. Let him golf, let people pee on him all day. Maybe that'll make him happy. He'll smile a little bit and won't be as dickish.
Trump announced January 19th he picked Woody Johnson, owner of the New York Jets, to be ambassador to the UK.
Why?
Though Johnson has yet to be formally nominated. Oh, he probably gave a lot of money. Johnson is yet to be formally nominated to the Senate for confirmation. So it's not the, even though Trump tweeted, Dems are taking forever to approve my people, including ambassadors. They're nothing but, all caps, abstractionists.
God.
Want approvals.
How?
He hasn't. They haven't put the name forth. They have not sent the name to the Senate. So they're blaming the Democrats for obstructing when they're not.
How do you explain? I mean, so wait, does this guy, the ambassador to London, to England, does he have to be confirmed?
Yeah. But so, they have the majority.
So like when I'm.
The most Dems can do is slow it down, but
so
they can't
stop
it.
When I'm little Chucky Schumer and I say, hey, listen, Mr. former owner of the Jets, why the fuck should you be the ambassador?
Current owner of the Jets.
God damn it. Why should you be the ambassador to England? You run a football team.
I gave $1 million to a Trump super PAC.
Super. Damn. Maybe that's why why are we having people who, why are we having dickhead jocks run our country? I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
I think that's so fucked up.
That's a good day.
The owner of the Jets.
Well, right.
The football team? Not like they're a Jets and they're a fucking band.
No, it's the gang from West Side Story. He owns a Latino dance troupe called the Jets.
I would rather that. Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck are we fucking doing?
What have we done?
God, we're assholes. Hello, planet. We're a bunch of fucking assholes. Come fuck us up. You don't even need to fuck us up. We're fucking ourselves up. It's embarrassing.
The Guardian wraps up here. Trump's decision to respond to the London attack first by using it to promote his immigration policy. I don't know why I suddenly went Scottish.
I love it.
By using it to promote his immigration policies and then picking a fight with the city's mayor.
Yeah.
Is likely to darken the shadow already hanging over his proposed state visit to the UK later this year. It's gonna put a shadow over the princess carriage.
He ain't gonna get no princess carriage.
Why is there a rain cloud following the princess carriage?
Oh, my God.
Where are the mice that I can turn into horses?
God.
Nearly 2 million people signed an online petition in the UK.
Yes.
Calling for the state visit to be canceled after it was announced. They hate him.
Yeah, dude.
The world hates him, rightfully so.
They fucking hate the shit out of this motherfucker.
How embarrassing.
It's truly disgusting.
Really? I mean, imagine anything remotely like that response from anyone around the world. In fact, you know, this whole Section 5 or Article 5 of the UN, when Trump was with the UN and gave his speech and everything, he was supposed to, or NATO, Article 5, he was supposed to mention that in the speech and how great it is. Article 5 means if you slap one of us around, you slap all of us around, motherfucker, right. And we're all going to get together and defend that one country.
Oh, that's my God.
That's the deal. Trump, they pulled that out of the speech.
And that's Bannon, right?
So that's, So that's why NATO was like, you know. So I'm pretty sure the only time Article 5 has ever really been invoked.
Hello.
Since NATO was by us. They got together with us after 9/11. NATO all came together and they helped us bitch slap Afghanistan to kick bin Laden out.
You know, even, and this is hard for me to say, even say a President Pence.
Mother?
That perv would even, I think that perv could be counted on to do the right thing with NATO, right? I mean, probably, right? Am I insane?
Leather whips and spanking tonight, mother.
Yeah, who knows with him?
Well, yeah.
What a shitstorm we are in. Again, to me, I got, you know, for a second there, I forgot Steve Bannon existed.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's gone.
now you're slammed back to reality.
Again, if you voted for Schittler, I wish nothing upon you but misery. You pieces of fucking garbage. You really fucked the country. You really fucked us up, you stupid idiots.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
The Brits hate us.
Oh, yeah. The Germans hate us.
Did you see
the
all
French
the pictures?
Hate us.
Did you see the pictures of the Pope?
The Pope hates us.
The Pope with Trump. And then contrast that with pictures of when Obama met the Pope.
Oh, they loved it.
And they're laughing. They're all smiling. And it looked like a fucking funeral.
And a lot of you Trump votes out there thinking, well, they loved Obama because he's an evil fucking globalist guy.
Did you say Trumpalope?
Trumpalope? Did I say Trumpalope?
Did you say like a jackalope? My dad had one of those jackalopes.
All right.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's an antelope and a jack-o'-lantern. Had a baby.
No, they take a rabbit or a hare.
Oh, yeah, jackrabbit.
And they taxidermy antlers onto it, and then they tell you it's a jackalope.
And
my dad had one of those horrible things.
And the people that make those jackalopes are Trumpalopes.
Possibly.
Who knows?
You think there's a lot of Trump voters that are taxidermists?
No, but I'm just, the corner of my eye, I'm watching the traffic go by, and I'm watching all the fucking gas-guzzling white trash Camaros and things of that nature just zoom by. I mean, it's like, I don't know, lots of pickups.
Lots of pickups.
I imagine lots of Trump bumper stickers.
There were a couple on the drive.
Yeah. Boy, we're fucked.
There was one, Texans for Trump, I saw.
Oh, yeah, I saw that as well, somewhere around Louisiana.
Texans for Trump.
Way, you know, I don't know. I had a point about NATO and who gives a fuck. We're fucked. We're fucked because of these idiots that voted for fucking Schittler, man.
Here is reminding us that he's still a practicing shitbag.
Oh, yes.
Chris D'Loon and former diamond mine owner.
Oh, yes.
Pat Robertson.
Still alive? A pulse this guy
allegedly
has? Gross.
Over at the 700 Club, ancient evil Skeksis.
Has he recanted his support of Schittler? Has he.
Here's Pat Robertson talking about the horrible terrorist attacks in the United Kingdom. As soon as it loads. Hopefully this will work.
Loading?
I thought I had said everything.
Is he talking now?
The Brits have got such strong anti-terrorism measures in place, and they have strong intelligence agencies. How come they keep getting caught by these things?
That's a really good question.
This is This is Dale Hurd.
Kate, bring that vile experience a big glass of fucking water, okay?
International correspondent for CBN News, okay. The Christian Broadcasting Network.
Jesus.
Is their international correspondent.
Oh, geez.
Go Dale.
20 officers following each terrorist suspect, and I don't know why these attacks keep happening. You know, as I've said, they know when these terrorists are going to the bathroom, okay? They have massive surveillance, and it can only be that someone at a higher level in the British government is stopping enforcement.
That's bull fucking shit.
I know when ISIS is going to pee, I do.
Let's take 20 of you Christo cunts.
Yes.
And let's see if you can follow somebody.
No, yeah.
Especially if they're doing terroristy kind of shit and they think they might be being followed.
Or if they decide to walk at a fast rate of speed and your fat ass can't catch up to them because you're dying of a fucking heart attack.
I mean, you really think that? I mean, this will be like a plot of some kind?
Well, the only other option...
So now they're accusing members of the British leadership of being in with the terrorists. Obviously, someone's blocking them, Ryan, from going after those evil Muslims.
You see that guy? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that, what's his name? Brexit dude.
I can't think of his. Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage.
Oh, shit. Is that really him?
Yeah.
Dang.
Nigel Farage.
Yes.
Said something to the effect of, there's going to be calls for internment.
Oh, God. What
there will be increasing calls for internment. So he's talking about prison camps for Muslims.
That's insane. What the fuck? Idiots.
He said, words are not enough. People want action.
Well,
Nigel Farage.
How about that guy, by the way, running away from the attacks and not spilling his beer?
I didn't see that.
It's the stupidest thing to ever comment on or even talk about. But I did put the article on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, because it is kind of weird looking. I stared at it.
He's trying to preserve his drink as he's running away from the horrible terrorist attack.
The writer of the article makes this dumbass point that, you know how much a pint of beer is over there? It ain't cheap.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
Inappropriate as fuck.
Pratt Robertson continues, speaking of inappropriate.
Is that they've gone off the grid with their plots, that they're not using electronic devices, and that may have been the case here, that they get together in someone's car or in someone's backyard.
So Dale Hurd just fucking contradicted himself. He said it could be that someone higher up in the government is preventing this from happening. And then Pat Robertson said, do you think that could be some sort of plot? You think it's some sort of plot? And now he's saying, well, you know, they could have just gone non-electronic. Maybe they're strapping pieces of paper to birds, to pigeons. Maybe they've gotten Mike Tyson's book.
Are we supposed to look out?
This is how I take care of the pigeons.
Did he write a book on...
There's a pigeon book by
pigeon
him,
husbandry?
Think, yeah.
Is that what it was called? Pigeon husbandry for lunatics? I mean...
Punching and birding.
Oh, God. That whole thing, I can't believe there was a reality show about Mike Tyson raising homing pigeons, right? Yeah. It was a great show.
So this asshole just contradicted himself. The first thing he goes with is to scare the ninnies and say, well, you know, there could be something in the British government. There could be some sort of plot or something. And Pat Robertson's like, oh, there's a plot. And now he's like, well, but actually they probably just went off the grid and, you know, are using non-electronics, so they're hard to surveil that way if they're...
Are they suggesting that we shouldn't let Muslim people gather together in cars and talk?
Oh, they'd love that.
But you see Christians together in cars all the time.
Christians aren't blowing people up, chopping their heads off. Not right now.
How about that group of people beating the shit out of that one gay person?
I mean, and we're all acknowledging that right now, extreme Muslim terrorism... It's got that word Muslim in it, and that's the one that's kind of popular right now. But there have been some times where the Christians have not been as pleasant.
And also, we've had some recent acts of domestic terrorism by white people.
Right.
In the name
shooting
of racism.
Abortion clinics and shit.
They get together in someone's car or in someone's backyard and they plan a terrorist attack.
More coming in Britain or more coming in some other countries? Where, France or someplace else?
Everywhere, you idiot. Yes.
Why is he asking his international idiotic correspondent yeah. where the next terrorist
have
attack
you,
is going to be?
Have you seen the schedule for the next terrorist attack? Do you know which one? Is it Belgium? Is it...
Dickheads, if this guy, whoever the fuck this dude is, Pat Robertson is sucking off right now, knew where the next terrorist attack's going to be, don't you think he'd be in Langley?
Wait, doesn't Pat Robertson have the bat phone to the Lord?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Pat, ask Jesus where the next terrorist yeah. attack's going
to
be,
drive
dickhead.
Up to your cabin, you asshole. Isn't oh, that yeah. where he convenes with the Lord?
He meets in his creepy little cabin with Pat Robertson.
Right. I brought in a few of those blacks that I used to... Ooh. Have working my diamond mine.
Oh, yeah. Come here.
They had the cleanest colons.
Make sure I ain't got no diamonds anywhere in me.
France or someplace else?
You know,
Well, yeah. You know,
I didn't know.
Right. He's like, oh, my God, this old idiot just asked me to predict where the next terrorist attack is going
to
be.
The subtext of whatever this guy is about to say is, how the fuck should I know? Right. How the fuck should I know?
You know, yes, everywhere. I mean, in Britain,
everywhere.
Because even after this attack, you see the response from the left talking as if they're going to carry on as usual. They can't carry on as usual. Things have to change. But the left talks as...
What has to change? What? You mean, let's round up all the Muslims?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see.
This guy has the answer, by the way. This idiot who's a correspondent for Pat Robertson's shit network.
International correspondent.
Oh, God, I'm so fucking sorry.
Things have to change, but the left talks as if more people are going to have to die before something's done. Because
what?
Political correctness is so important to them. It's a core...
What is your something, you old white fuck? What? Another one. Another. You'll be surprised. He's an old white guy, Ryan.
Do I need to scream about political
Dale
correctness?
Heard.
Do I need to...
What?
Fuck, this guy's making me insane.
Faith for them.
Dale, before you get off, let's define political correctness. What does it mean to you?
Mm. Oh, wow. Wow, guys. You would have seen like dog fucking porn just popped up on his screen or something.
Do you just is this just the audio we're hearing?
No, I've got the video of it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You have to see Dale's reaction to this question. Okay, here, Pat's going to ask it again.
Correctness. What does it mean to you?
Mm. Well, in the case of Islam, it's a veneration of.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow.
That international correspondent is a lot more. It's a lot more of him than I thought there would be.
What do you think he's?
I don't know, man.
What do you think, he's a yoga vegan
or
something?
I mean, international correspondent
for the Christian Broadcasting
Who's
Network.
Is that guy that always gets kidnapped and shit for MSNBC?
Richard Engel.
He's no Richard Engel.
He's no Richard Engel.
Well, in the case of Islam, it's a veneration of Islam.
Well, maybe that reaction was gas.
Oh yeah, it might have been.
It this barbaric religion, the left view.
Barbaric religion.
Oh my God.
As better than Western civilization because there's so.
The left views this barbaric religion as better than Western civilization. There it is. Because we think that, I don't know, you shouldn't blame every Muslim on the planet, all 1 billion ish of them, for the radicalization and the horrible bullshit of a radicalized minority.
Radicalized.
We therefore think that Muslim culture is better than Western culture. That's what this fuckwad just said.
Oh, my God. Guys, I fuck off.
As better than Western civilization because there's so much self-hatred of the West. You know,
we hate ourselves because we want everybody to be equally treated.
These guys, Pat and your little fuck suck buddy over there, you're making the world fucking worse.
If you don't
just
think
are.
That white men should be running everything, you're a traitor to your race.
I mean, this is like race traitor.
Yeah. By the way, just 1 second. Shout out to Celeste on Twitter. She's tweeting something at us.
Former Celeste?
Yeah. She's not Celeste anymore. Okay. Is there something breaking that I don't understand about right now? She says something's trending that is...
Reality winner.
I don't know.
It's just radically intelligent. Okay. Uh-huh. We'll take a look at it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It looked important.
It says the FBI has arrested and charged a woman they say leaked a top secret document to The Intercept.
To The Intercept.
Rachel. Oh, her name is Reality Lee Winner. Reality Winner.
Yeah.
Is the person's real name?
I don't know.
Arrest was announced soon after The Intercept published a story based on a document about Russian attempts to breach. So I guess they, they're starting to go after the leakers.
Oh, yes.
Here's the rest of Pat Robertson, though. Let me back it up a little wee bit.
Civilization, because there's so much self-hatred of the West. You know, the West now in Britain and in Europe, it's a hollowed out tree. There's no vigor in it. And it's as if they want to hand
the.
There's no vigor in it.
Yeah. Jeff Sessions hiding inside the tree.
It's a vigorless tree.
Because he looks like an evil Keebler elf.
Oh, God, he's a golem.
Over their society to barbarians from Asia.
So this is really a death wish.
Oh, my God.
Who are the barbarians?
Yes, exactly.
The Muslims.
From Asia. The all barbarians. The Muslims. Is that now that seems racist, doesn't it?
Sounds a little crusade-y.
Yes. Creepy.
This is really a death wish.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, the left. Liberals have a death wish because they don't think we should round up all the Muslims and kill them.
Do you feel like Pat Robertson puts his people through the ringer when he interviews him? Because every once in a while, this guy's like, he's just like,
right.
He doesn't know how to answer this loon.
This is really a death wish.
Yes, exactly.
Dale Hurd, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't keep somebody from wanting to die. It's one thing, you know, you can help them get better, but if they want to die, it's really hard. And if the Brits and other people in the Western Europe want to die, if they figure that a society has come to its end and they...
By saying we should, embrace our Muslim brothers and sisters and welcome them to our society and not ostracize them and not blame them all for the horrible acts of a few.
Can you think of a less sympathetic thing to say to a country? I mean, because a van barreled through a huge group of people. Somebody got stabbed. It was horribly violent.
Right.
And he's suggesting
it's the left's fault.
Right. That people in the UK, they want to die. They have a death wish.
If they think that it's over with and they just want to die. So all these people, all the depressed Brits are like, oh, yes, please come to our shores. Bring your suicide vests.
That is the most. That's the fucking shittiest. That's victim
right
blame. He's blaming the victims for
that's
a terrorist
what Christians
attack.
Do.
God, that is.
You whore, you got raped. You shouldn't have been wearing that tight skirt.
Ooh, God, you guys say the shittiest things. I mean, do you think Jesus would have said that? You know, black Jesus from Africa, because he wasn't white. Fuck faces.
Hard. And if the Brits and other people in the Western Europe want to die, if they figure that a society has come to its end and they want to end it, well, the Islam is certainly providing them a way to do it.
So, I mean, just imagine the ninnies that all they get is the Fox News and this fuck. This old asshole. Right. And they're just sitting there thinking, oh, my God, Western Europe been taken over by the liberal commies. And they just want to blow up the whole world because they're depressed and they hate they want to destroy everything. So they're letting the Muslims in to blow us all up.
You think he just uses the term death wish because he loved that movie?
The old Bronson movies?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
27 of them?
Right. This is... Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb here. This is some of the most offensive shit I have ever heard from Pat Robertson.
Look at what it brings out. I mean, Twitler.
Yes.
His first thought is, how is this about me?
Oh, yeah. God, that's amazing. Guy, he's such a fucking narcissist. It's totally.
And then takes a swing at the mayor of London. While the mayor of London is literally dealing with a terrorist crisis.
Well, now he's got to deal with he has to. It's not like the mayor of London can ignore Trump. He kind of can't, because Trump is, you know, I'm vomiting as I say it, the leader of the free world, whatever the fuck that
means.
Not
anymore.
Well, no. Right. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
How can you ignore what the president of the U.S. says about terrorism? You know, because his policies affect your fucking...
And he wants nothing to do with the world unless it's Russian.
Yeah.
Fuck the rest of the world.
God.
Except for my buddy, Vlad. Imagine. I think we could be good friends. Oh, I think he could be my best friend.
Imagine you live in the shadow
That's
of Russia.
Quote, by the way.
Oh, really?
When he was doing the Miss Universe pageant, they interviewed him and they said, have you ever met him? And he's like, oh, I don't. I think he might have said I once or, you know, or whatever. But he's like, oh, but I look forward to it now. Do you think he might be my best friend?
Oh, my God. He's mentally ill and now he's our president.
Yeah.
This is just I got to vomit.
Trump's advisors, it says, are trying to downplay Trump's tweet pushing the Muslim ban, saying it's just social media.
How do you downplay that tweet? How do you downplay that tweet? It's not just social media. If it was me tweeting some bullshit, yeah, it would be some crackpot lunatic who gives a fuck. He's a fucking president, you fucking asshole. God almighty. I just threw my computer chair. No one can see. I'm outraged.
Two Shitler advisors attacked morning show hosts.
Oh, yes.
For covering the president's tweets after he issued a series of statements pushing his, quote, travel ban.
They're poo-pooing someone for covering something the president says in the news.
On the Today Show, Kellyanne Conway.
Yes.
Lamented the, quote, obsession with covering everything he says on Twitter and very little of what he does as president.
He's our motherfucking president. And what he says and does is kind of equal, right? Because they both have insane consequences.
And then Sebastian Gorka, who inexplicably still has a job, even after he wore that Nazi-related pin.
Oh, my God. I
to
forgot.
The inauguration. Remember some weird Hungarian order of the bullshit. And it turns out they're like a... They're linked to a white supremacist Nazi group.
Nine. Wonderful. That would get you fired.
He was a former Fox News terrorism expert. Remember, he's the guy that nobody can figure out why he's a terrorism expert because nobody can verify his credentials.
And meanwhile, he shows up to the ball with a big Nazi medal on.
Right. So Sebastian Gorka was on CNN and said that Chris Cuomo, focusing on the tweets, is irresponsible. Said, you're obsessing. Said, if you want to keep talking about a tweet, then you're not serving your audience well or the American public.
You know, we addressed this earlier, but God damn it. If the White House is getting people like counsel to review Shitler's tweets, then they must think they're important on some level. But we're not allowed to think they're important.
Today. I mean, Trump might come out and tweet and says, don't believe what the lamestream media is saying.
Are we in a banana republic? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
God damn it.
The world is laughing at us. And that is what bothers that little shit the most. And that's one of the reasons it came out while we were driving. That one of the reasons that drove Trump over the edge on the Paris Accords is because the new president of France did that handshake thing, refused to let him do his big handshake, and the president of France consulted. Did you hear this? He consulted people like to figure out how to prevent Trump from doing that that fucked up handshake thing, and he decided on this like death grip where he was just going to hold on to his hand and not let him pull him or push him.
I didn't know that.
And then there's that famous picture now of Trump being white knuckled by the guy, and allegedly Trump that pissed him off, especially when the president of France came out and said, "Yeah, I did it. I wasn't going to let him get away with his handshake bullshit."
He met the president, Ms. Macron, met with some dude.
We.
To deal with the Shitler handshake, the way
he talked to aides about it. Like,
you know, like the way, say your kid is at school and he's getting bullied and you're, you know, whatever. It's not like you would encourage violence, but maybe you want to teach a kid some self-defense or something. Just so, you know, I don't know. So like convince like some karate dude how to handle the handshake of our POTUS.
Well, Hillary did the same thing. Remember, there was a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of an actual rehearsal. She didn't want to get hugged by him in the final debate.
Well, she's a woman. I mean.
And. Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't blame her.
But she didn't want to get hugged by him. So she. They figured out some jujitsu move where she would go in for the handshake and then she did like a pivot around or something to keep him from being able to hug her, put his hand on her shoulder or anything like that.
Stupid question, but there's no way in hell, say Obama's a president. Do you not want to shake his hand? Do you not want like...
No, I think you have to shake his hand.
Well, I'm
regardless.
Just saying though, but do you ever hear anybody, did you ever hear anything like this? People worrying about how's Obama going to shake my hand?
Oh, no. Fuck, people don't have to consult about how to keep from hugging you or have
it's
to
so fucked up.
Keep from being pulled off of your balance by some weird, insecure little macho bullshit move.
He's a dick. Trump's a dick, right?
Remember Gorka's the guy that said the beta males are gone. The alpha males are now taking over.
Well,
after Trump won the election.
Wonderful. Blech.
No more cucks.
Oh, yes. Cucks.
Holy crap, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to our inaugural.
Yes.
Crab diving here. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 out of the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com. Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Slightly less loud, Screaming Liberal Media.
Hello, Florida!
Ungeolocated Screaming Liberal Media.
We're in Florida. That's good enough.
Go to our Amazon. If you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here, Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid,
I like
baby.
To eat!
Don't forget, we are going to be... Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye bye.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback. Throwback.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.